DW Deutsche Welle News.
This is Jared Reed in Bonn. Finance ministers from the G20 are meeting in Moscow and coming up with plans to stop corporate tax dodging. According to a new study released on Saturday by the OECD, some multinationals use tax havens to decrease their tax bills to as little as 5% of profits, while smaller companies with no offshore subsidiaries pay as much as 30%. The French finance minister Pierre Moscovici says tax avoidance and evasion needs to be stamped out.
We must avoid situations in which some companies use international and domestic law to be taxed nowhere or risk to be taxed everywhere. France is strongly determined to fight against tax fraud, tax avoidance, and tax evasion.
The G20 finance ministers also agreed to stop a potential currency war. Tokyo has signalled it'll devalue the yen to boost Japanese exports. That's leading to worries Japanese products could have an unfair advantage over competitors like Europe. Tokyo's actions have sparked fears that the world could see a currency war like that during the Great Depression. The group also decided to postpone any new targets to cut debt. Europe's horse meat scandal is continuing to spread, with Germany the latest country hit. The country's Consumer Protection Ministry has confirmed that 179,000 packages of frozen lasagna suspected of containing horse meat, but not labelled as such, had been imported into the country. A major German news magazine, Der Spiegel, says the actual figure is double that, but this has not been confirmed by authorities. All of the suspect food has been pulled from shelves. And a German meat packer, Dresden Konserven, has recalled beef goulash packaged at one of its plants after horse DNA was detected. Ilse Aigner, Germany's Consumer Protection Minister, says she believes the scandal has been deliberate and has welcomed calls for stronger checks and balances.
I welcome the European Commission's decision to introduce Europe-wide screening so we can determine whether this is an isolated incident or if false labelling has become a widespread issue.
The Romanian film Child's Pose has won the Golden Bear Award at the Berlinale, the Berlin International Film Festival. That's the top prize at the festival. The film is about a mother trying to keep her son out of jail. Other big winners were the American film Prince Avalanche and this film from Bosnia, an episode in the life of an iron picker. You're listening to Deutsche Welle News. At least 63 Shiite Muslims have been killed by a bomb in the town of Hazara near the provincial capital Quetta in southern Pakistan. Police have described the explosion as a sectarian attack. At least 180 were also injured. A spokesman for the banned Sunni Muslim extremist group Lashkar-e-Jhangi claimed responsibility for the attack. The group has carried out several deadly attacks against Shiites recently, including a bombing in Quetta last month that killed nearly 100. Thousands of people have rallied in support of the ruling Islamist party in Tunisia in what has been one of the biggest demonstrations in a series of pro-government and opposition rallies since the assassination of a leftist politician. Tensions have mounted between supporters of the Ennahda party and opposition after Chokri Belaid was killed on February 6. Saturday's demonstration was called to defend Ennahda's right to head the ruling coalition and to oppose Prime Minister Hamadi Jebali's plan to form a government of technocrats. The president of Afghanistan, Hamid Karzai, says Afghan security forces will be banned from calling for NATO airstrikes to help in their operations. It comes 3 days after 10 civilians, including women and children, died in a NATO-Afghan strike on Wednesday. The Vatican says it could bring forward the date for cardinals to elect the new pope. Pope Benedict is due to step down on February 28, and the Vatican had previously indicated the conclave could gather on or before or after March 15. That's keeping in current rules that require a 15 to 20 day period after the post becomes vacant. But a spokesman for the Vatican says the church is discussing whether or not the rule needs to be followed, since cardinals know Benedict is to resign. And finally, Facebook has revealed it was the victim of hackers. It made the announcement on security blog on Friday, but Facebook says no data was stolen from its more than 1 billion users. This is Jared Reed for Deutsche Welle News.